Hi, I'm Aisha, and welcome to the next Horticulture Focus podcast. And in today's episode, Scott Raffle, our Knowledge Exchange Manager for Softfruit, and Mark House from NIAB EMR will be sharing with us some of their fascinating work currently taking place at the Wet Centre in Kent. We'll be discussing the new Centre of Excellence for Irrigation and Fertigation called the Wet Centre for Softfruit Growers, as well as new strawberry varieties and other exciting softfruit projects, which are all designed to help your business grow, save time, money and resources. Find out how you can be a part of the incredible work we're doing with NIAB EMR.
I'm Mark Els, I'm the Head of the Crop Science and Production Systems Department at NIAB EMR.
And I'm Scott Raffle, I work for the AHDB and my job is to disseminate the results of research that we fund on behalf of the softfruit growers and the softfruit industry.
Okay, so the Wet Centre is a demonstration site where we can showcase the results from our research that AHDB, Innovate UK, DEFRA and others have funded over the last 10 to 15 years. And so it's really about demonstrating how we can use the outputs of that research to move science into practice.
And one of the problems that we've faced at AHDB over the years is we funded a lot of research, including water use efficiency work that Mark has used for the Wet Centre. But we're largely disappointed because we don't always see growers adopting the results of that technology. So the Wet Centre has been a perfect opportunity for us to demonstrate that work. And we hope that by demonstrating it in a commercial setup, growers will actually see the benefits of it and adopt that technology. So it's a big positive for us to have the Wet Centre to allow us to do this sort of work.
So it's the first time we talked to the industry. The industry wanted a demonstration site where they could view how some of these outputs could be integrated into their commercial systems. That's what the Wet Centre achieves. But behind that then, there's also different commercial offers being developed to help move the technology and the approaches into the softfruit sector.
Yeah, and from an AHDB point of view, one of the things we're keen to do is to develop more demonstration centres. We have a lot of strategic centres that we're developing across the UK, and this fits perfectly with that. It gives us an opportunity not just to demonstrate the work on water use efficiency and the work that Mark has researched, but other things as well, other research that we're doing on crop protection, pest and disease work and so on, and use the centre as an opportunity for demonstrating that too.
All the research that we're doing, all the challenges that we're investigating and providing solutions to, they are common to many different sectors. So not just the softfruit sector, they're also common to many other AHDB sectors as well. So a lot of what we're doing can be easily sort of disseminated and transferred to other sectors as well. So certainly all of the softfruit industry should benefit, but also there's wider application as well.
Yeah, and there are a number of growers at the moment who are adopting the Precision Irrigation Package, which is a commercial package that NIAB EMR makes available to growers at a cost. But it's also for smaller growers who may not want to adopt that to that level. We have a Wet Centre website, and we also have a complimentary page on our AHDB website with a dedicated information on the Wet Centre. We make a lot of information available there to the whole industry, and indeed the dashboard, which is Mark might talk about a little bit later, which provides all the current data in terms of temperature and humidity and bag wetness and so on. All of that information can be viewed at NIAB EMR at the Wet Centre. It can be viewed on the Wet Centre website. So I think that's available to everyone, Mark, is that right?
It is. So that's an insight into the real-time health and performance of the crop at the Wet Centre. And so every grower can access that and they can see the data and begin to see how having instant access to that sort of data may help them in their own businesses. So we'd encourage everybody to have a look and then see, you know, let us know what they think.
Yeah, and we plan also to update the web pages with information as it becomes available. So a lot of the comparisons that Mark is examining at the Wet Centre, as the results become available, we will make those visible on the website for people to look at and watch, and we'll be updating it regularly. So we hope that will encourage growers to look at it regularly and again to see the benefits of the whole centre.
Well, I think a big challenge for growers is to really to understand how to irrigate and fertigate their crops in the very changeable weather we often see. And so June has been a great example of the very, very varying weather we're seeing. now. So on the 4th of June, we had a month's rainfall in one day. And on the 29th of June, the temperatures reached 33 degrees and a lot of variation in between those events. And so it's very difficult for growers to schedule irrigation and fertigation to match demand with supply when the weather conditions are driving plant transpiration, and it's very difficult to predict and respond to that. What the precision irrigation system does is use the plant to tell us when to irrigate. So it's all automated. So on a very hot day, the system will irrigate 15, 16, 17 times. On a very cool day, cloudy day, it may irrigate only once. And what that does, it maintains the optimum moisture content within the coir, but also within the plant and within the fruit. So it helps to avoid periods where overwatering can lead to soft fruit that bruise easily and have a limited shelf life. But on the other hand, it also helps to avoid under-irrigation, which we know can very quickly impact on fruit size, class one yields and quality. So it gives that consistency and confidence that the irrigation and the fertigation are being managed very well, despite these very changeable weather events that we keep seeing.
And I think I would add to that, because Mark's talking about precision irrigation, but by using precision irrigation and irrigating only when required, you're saving unnecessary irrigation, that's saving time, and that ultimately, and most importantly for growers, is saving money. At a time when growers are financially stretched at all times throughout the season, the opportunity to save money by using less water and also less unnecessary nutrients, that can save money too. But also we're looking at other things, and I mentioned other things that are allied to this in terms of crop protection. We're demonstrating a managed powdery mildew system at the moment in comparison to a routine control system. And we've demonstrated there that we, by following the managed system, which uses a powdery mildew risk model, we can actually reduce the number of crop protection products that we apply during the course of a season to gain control. So again, it's demonstrating ways of saving money, and I think that's really important for growers.
And it's also really testing different approaches to optimising valuable resources like water. So one of the treatments that we're comparing over at the wet centre at the moment is 5 drippers per bag versus 8 drippers per bag. And so there's some interesting data we're starting to generate about the potential benefits of basically targeted water and fertiliser to individual plants. And so if people log on to the dashboard, they can see in real time what some of those differences are. So it can be accessed on phones, tablets, PCs. Yes, it's immediately available everywhere. Wet Centre is a partnership, and it's the Wet Centre has been engineered, and the partners we have in the Wet Centre have been selected very carefully. Many of them have been involved in our research projects over the last 5 years. So we've understood what position we want to be in the future, what commercial offer we want to make, which solutions we're going to provide. And then we've been very careful to involve our partners along that journey. So then when we can provide a solution, we know that it's easily integrated into current commercial growing systems. So our partners include Berry Gardens, who are a key producer organisation in the UK. They've been very supportive of the work at East Marling and other places as well. We also have Cocoa Green, who are a leading supplier of coir, and so a lot of the crops now are grown in substrate systems rather than soil. We have Netafim, who are world leaders in micro and drip irrigation. We have New Leaf Irrigation, who are designers of irrigation systems to make sure that the performance of the irrigation is suitable to be able to deliver the precise irrigation that we're sort of advocating. And we have
Delta T,
who produce very accurate sensors. Accuracy and precision is what Delta T do best, and so we use those sensors because they give us the best results. And very recently, of course, we're happy to welcome AHDB into the Wet Centre consortium.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that we are keen to be involved is to ensure that the whole industry is fully aware of the Wet Centre, and the work that's going on there is completely visible to all. And my role in my job is to try and disseminate the results of the research that we've funded over the years and to make sure that all growers are aware of it so that they can adopt it if they want to adopt it. So that was one of the main reasons for us being involved, and also just to promote the new latest technology and the latest research to the industry, because we want all growers to have access to it and not just some.
I think also, though, for me, a lot of the early work was funded by DEFRA. And then from the DEFRA funding, then we then work very closely with Scott and colleagues at AHDB. And so a lot of actually what we're demonstrating at the Wet Centre now, that we're there because of funding very early, 10 years ago, maybe more, from AHDB. And so it's great to be able to welcome them back into the consortium.
Yeah.
Because without that funding, we wouldn't be in the same position as we are now.
And I think in terms of what I do, there are some projects that AHDB funds which automatically lead to adoption by the industry. So, for instance, we'll do some work which identifies a new crop protection product to control powdery mildew or botrytis or blossom weevil or whatever it might be. And having done that, we might then work with CRD and other authorities to secure an approval or an authorisation for that product's use on a strawberry crop or a raspberry crop. So when that product becomes available to the industry, it's automatically adopted. So our work is done at that point. But in contrast, water use efficiency work is rather different, because we funded the work. Mark has shown that something can be done, but the industry doesn't necessarily adopt it because it doesn't know how to. So by demonstrating work in a commercial situation, they then can understand how to adopt the results. So it's just a slightly different way for me to achieve my job, which is to secure or to ensure that the industry adopts the research that we funded.
So this year at the Wet Centre, we are growing Marling Champion. So that's a new Everbearer variety released from the East Marling Strawberry Breeding Club. Mm-hmm. And it was actually, the official launch was yesterday at Fruit Focus. So we have nearly 21,000 Marling Champion plants at the Wet Centre. So in the previous 2 years, we've grown Marling Centenary, which is a June bearer. We're very keen to use varieties that are available to the whole of the industry, and also keen to promote East Marling varieties. And so we had very good results with Marling Centenary in the first 2 years, but we really wanted to do something a little bit different. And so Marling Champion, being an everbearer, means there's a longer season, there's more time for us to evaluate some of the treatments and some of the effects on fruit quality and yield. So several different reasons really why we wanted to use Marling Champion this year at the Wet Centre.
And I would just add to that, AHDB also part funds the East Marling Strawberry Breeding Club. So from our point of view, again, it's nice to showcase an East Marling variety that we've helped to develop and see it in a being grown well in a commercial situation.
So one of the challenges we face when we come to transferring this research into the industry is this issue about runoff. And so most growers want to maintain a proportion of the water and fertiliser that they add to the substrate bags. They like to achieve a certain level of runoff to manage the build-up of salts within the substrate bag. So perhaps 10, 15, 20% of what the growers apply, they like to see coming out the bottom of the bag. And while there are sometimes very good reasons for that, there's also an opportunity to reduce the loss of water and the loss of fertiliser, and just really to try and to reduce the effects of intensive horticulture on the environment and on, for example, groundwater quality. And I think with some of the legislative changes that are occurring now and in future, you know, that there will be an increased requirement for all growers to be able to demonstrate that they're using resources efficiently and responsibly. And so one of the things we're trying to do is to say, okay, well, we know that 15% runoff, for example, is perhaps your norm. We think you could probably reduce that to 10% without seeing a difference in yield or quality. And some those growers who perhaps typically aim for 10% runoff, well, maybe we could reduce that to 5% runoff without affecting yield and quality. And that's a big step for some growers to take. And so one of the things we're doing this year is comparing in the Wet Centre, comparing rows that receive 5% runoff with rows that receive 10% runoff. And the idea is at the end of the season to evaluate the effect on yields and quality and class one fruit and so on and so forth, as well as understanding the use of water and fertilisers. So what we have shown on many commercial sites previously is that we can reduce water inputs, we can reduce fertiliser inputs, we at least maintain or sometimes increase yield, and often there's a positive benefit in terms of flavour and shelf life. But it's really about demonstrating that in a semi-commercial system. And so that's one of the outputs we hope to achieve this year.
And I would reiterate what we said earlier on. If we can save growers product and we can save growers money by using less water or fertiliser, then that's got to be the right thing, the right way to go.
So at the moment we're focusing on precision irrigation and how we can develop practical solutions to help growers to use water more efficiently on their farms. The next step is really trying to understand how we can target fertilisers more effectively. So we're doing quite a lot of work in ongoing research projects using a modelling approach to understand the plant requirement for nutrients at different developmental stages, so we can begin to target the fertiliser recipes more efficiently. And we're combining that with some novel work where we're developing real-time nutrient sensors. So rather than perhaps relying on sampling leaf tissue and coir tissue, sending that off to the analysis in the lab, getting the results back and then responding a week or so later, we want to be able to develop a real-time sensor that the growers can use to inform their decision-making. So in combination with the modelling work and the sensing work, we should then be in a position whereby we can target fertilisers much more effectively.
And Mark, you've also got plans to do more raspberry work.
Yeah, so as well as a soft fruit, the strawberry work we're doing in the wet centre at the moment, we also have projects looking at raspberry and how to improve yields and quality in raspberry. And so a recent addition to the wet centre is four new raspberry tunnels that we've just put up, and we'll be putting Marling Bella and Marling Charm, which are two raspberry varieties from East Marling, mm-hmm. into those tunnels in the next week.
And there's other things that we're looking to use the centre for. A good example of that is some work that entomologist at NIRBMR, Michelle Fountain, is doing. And she's looking at what we call a push-pull system of control for capsids, which capsids commonly cause distorted, misshapen fruits and strawberries. And it's quite a novel approach to controlling them, whereby they've identified both repellents and attractants. So they put a repellent in the crop to repel the capsid out of the crop, and attractants in a special funnel trap around the circumference of the plantation to draw the capsids into that. So it's actually effectively removing the pest from the crop, but without actually using any traditional crop protection product. So that's a novel technique, and we're looking at that at the moment. And Michelle's also doing some work at the moment looking at a mix of wildflowers and herb species which can be planted around about the centre to stabilise the soil. So if you get a very short, sharp, heavy rain shower, or indeed a longer heavy rain shower, you get a lot of runoff of rainwater off the tunnel, and sometimes that can lead to a bit of soil erosion or removal of the soil, surface soil, of the soil. But by using these plant species, we can stabilise the soil and it'll soak more water up. So things like that we can do in addition to all the work that Mark's talking about, and that's already started. So that's quite an exciting thing to look out for as well, and we can report on the results too on the website.
And I think also related to that is the potential to use rainwater harvesting to improve local water security. And so in half of the wet centre we have a rainwater harvesting system. So we capture the rainwater that falls onto the roof, it's filtered and then fed into a storage tank, and that rainwater then is used then to irrigate the crop. And so the idea is to do an analysis to assess the potential to combine rainwater harvesting with the precision irrigation approach that we're also developing, put the two together, and how self-sufficient can a soft fruit grower be in terms of water availability. And even last year, you know, we had a very dry June and July last year. We only had 1.5 millimetres of rainfall compared to the 88 that was, you know, according to the long-term average. Even in a very dry year last year, we were still 88% self-sufficient. So in a typical year, whatever that might be now, there's the great potential to combine rainwater harvesting with precision irrigation to really reduce reliance on main supply and abstraction from other water sources. So this is a point we sort of touched on earlier, is that at the moment, growers, it is difficult to match nutrient demand with supply. Mm. So they do refer to analysis that's conducted in the lab to give them an idea of how they need to tweak their fertiliser recipes over the growing season, in the vegetative stage and in the fruiting stage. So what they really need is real-time access to the availabilities of key nutrients such as nitrogen, potassium and phosphorus. So the sensor we're developing will help us. It's using a form of artificial intelligence called fuzzy logic, and so it'll be a fuzzy logic inference system. And the idea is, by knowing what's going into the coir pot, knowing what's coming out of the coir pot, knowing what the plant's taking up, combining that with variables around flow rate and temperature, alkalinity and pH, we should then be able to model and predict what the availabilities of N and P and K are within the rooting zone in real time. So the idea is that in the first case, that information will help to provide growers with information about how they should modify their fertiliser programmes without having to wait several days or a week before they can rectify an issue. What's really exciting, I think, is there's a great potential then to hook that, to connect that sensor directly to the fertigation rig. And so all of a sudden we can start using the sensor to control the rig to provide specific amounts of N and P and K. So there'll be something in it for most growers. There'll be the information that growers can use to decide their own fertigation programs, and then there'll be the opportunity to automate that, and so the whole sensing and the dosing will be controlled automatically.
And that, that would be a massive shift change for the industry. The industry traditionally grew all its soft root crop in the soil, and we now tend to grow in soilless substrates because soils regularly carry soil-borne diseases which can significantly reduce yields. So with a move to soilless substrates, it's been a completely different way of managing the crop. And the substrates that we use, typically coconut fibre, it's completely devoid of any nutrients. So you have to supply the plant with all its nutrient requirements in this substrate. And that's quite difficult because traditionally in the soil supplies all the nutrients for the grower. But with a coconut fibre, it has virtually nothing. So the grower has to do everything. So if we can deliver a new system to growers which alters or adjusts the feed that they use based on what levels of feed are currently in the bag, that's going to be an enormous benefit for them in terms of managing the crop. Particularly as Mark says, that you can do it instantly rather than waiting for a week until you get a nutrient analysis or a compost analysis back from a laboratory. So that would be such a huge, huge, major advance in production.
Mm. And as well as improving efficiency, of course, the flavour and quality of the fruit is influenced by the plant's nutrition. And so by understanding more how to target demand with supply, we can start to improve consistency of fruit quality and flavour, as well as using those, you know, those fertilisers more efficiently.
Well, the first thing I would say is that there were four events yesterday, because Fruit Focus 2019 took place on Wednesday the 17th of July 2019, and at that, poor Mark was absolutely exhausted because he gave four presentations to a whole host of growers. So that's one of the events that we have each year, and it gives Mark the opportunity to demonstrate what's going on. And Mark was quizzed relentlessly as the day wore on with more and more questions about how he was doing the work and what the work would lead to. In addition to that, we'll have other events. We have an agronomist day each year when fruit agronomists are invited just by themselves to come and have a look and see what's going on at the centre. And again, Mark explains to them and demonstrates to them what's going on. But of course, all the other avenues that we mentioned earlier in terms of the website and constantly being updated with all the latest information. Mark is also asked to come along and talk regularly at our AHDB technical days. So we have a soft fruit day every November, again, when he presents his latest findings. So there's a number of things in there already, and we will plan some other events as well on over and above those during the course of the year.
And I think from the other partners' point of view, it's a great opportunity for them to bring their customers, their suppliers, their clients, to really explain why they're involved in the wet centre, how their business will benefit, and really to sort of showcase the latest technologies. And so we have those days where the partners, you know, bring their customers and clients. We have training events to help sort of inform growers and agronomists how they might adopt some of the research outputs that we've presented. And also workshops to go into more detail into specific aspects. It may be photosynthesis, for example. So why it's very important to try to maximise photosynthesis and how that can impact on yield and quality. So a whole host of sort of demonstrations and also training events and workshops that we put together throughout the year to really help deliver science into practice.
Get involved, watch the website, come along to the events that we have during the course of the year to learn more. But as I say, do watch the website and acquaint yourself with the dashboard, because if you go onto the Wet Centre website, you can see that dashboard at any time of the day, 24 hours a day, wherever you may be in the world. And that actually just in itself demonstrates that at the touch of a button, you can be in control of your precision irrigation system. Is that fair to say, Mark?
Yes, that's right. So please do look at that. We'd welcome any feedback. Please, you know, log on to the Wet Centre website and also the AHDB website. See what we're doing. Come along and talk to us.
Our next podcast will be focusing on dairy, and Alistair will talk to us about the results from their dairy consumer campaign. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. For any further information, please visit ahdb.org.uk/wetcentre. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel by searching for AHDB on your favourite podcast app.